Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Castology.
And welcome to a spooky episode of Castology, the day after Halloween, appropriately.
Look, I think I'm justifying this as like, I don't want the Christmas season to start yet.
Right.
So we're extending Halloween a bit further.
But it's always Halloween in our souls, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Look, honestly, if I could be in Adams, I would.
Yeah.
And so that is, I think that qualifies as
Halloween. We're extending the Halloween season because we don't do Thanksgiving in Australia, so it literally goes straight into Christmas for us. Straight into Christmas, and it's too soon.
I mean, honestly, it is, at time of recording, not yet October.
Look, here's the thing, though.
Close to.
I'm one of the people who's like, can we just put the Christmas tree up and call it a year already? But I did that last year, so I'm wishing away a lot of time here.
Well, Christmas is already in the department stores.
Oh, and I'll be buying my Christmas tree early because I need a new Christmas tree this year because apparently there are a lot of shipping delays and issues with supply of Christmas trees. So hot tip.
Panic buy Christmas trees.
Panic buy Christmas trees. Use them as toilet paper.
Ow. Gross. You really tickled yourself with that one.
I just spat on the microphone. So yes, we do have a themed episode. This is Castology. I'm Liz Best here with
Nick Blicker
and
Zane C. Weber.
And our recommendations this fortnight are all spooky.
Wow.
Yeah, it's true.
Scary.
It's true. And I'm going to go first because I need to point out that I did get approval for breaking our Q code ban, unlike somebody else.
God, get out.
Just letting you know.
Am I the only one that always follows the rules?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Technically, I followed the rules because I got an exemption.
Yeah,
I didn't.
No, you did not. And I'm pretty sure you've also brought a Wondery to the table, although the Wondery's been banned as well.
Hold up. We'll talk about that.
Okay. All right. So this week, I popped this on the list because it tickled me so much when I started listening to it, and I'm really sad that it's not airing anymore. There were only, I think, 8 episodes of actual content. So it's Bad Vibes. It's a horror anthology for the ears, they say. As opposed to the eyes and the mouth. I don't want a horror anthology for the mouth.
Yeah.
No, thank you. What I quite like, so they've got Justin McElroy being like the narrator. So he's like a creepy, hello friends, is Mr. Boogity, like, or whatever, something like that. And it's very kind of like creepy man does Twilight Zone.
Like
the Tales of the Crypt
Keeper.
Yeah. So it kind of introduces the story in exchange because this narrator monster feeds on fear. So each week there's like a really nicely soundscaped horror story. There's one that made me, I think it was episode 4, made me a little bit physically uncomfortable because it is involved a nail through a finger.
Yeah.
And I didn't like it a lot at
all. Yes, I know the episode.
I am familiar with that one. But there's also a really cool one that I liked, which is I think it was called Cardio High Intensity HIIT Training. Anyway, it was an interesting cardio training video that turned into something quite disastrous.
Okay. So kind of like a found footage sort of audio thing?
It's kind of like how do I explain it? It's like you are the person listening to this cardio fitness tape telling you to do things, but it's actually got real world applications to what you're doing.
I see.
In a bad horror way.
Sure.
The reason why I like it is because I love the campness of the spooky narrator, and I liked, you know, I liked the different stories and how they were all teaching you not to be a dick somehow. I really got into it. I loved listening to it in the car on the way home from something late because that's a good time for spooky.
Good time for spooky.
All right, Bad Vibes. Nick, what have you got for us?
My recommendation this week, I don't know if I'd call it spooky more than more just murdery.
I mean, I feel like I'm pretty spooked but
that's
by murder.
That's kind of well, come on.
What do you mean?
You love your murder podcast.
Yeah, but I'm spooked by it. That's why I listen to it. Right,
okay. Anyway, so mine
women
is a classic women. Oh, please don't sound like that.
You're not allowed to say that. I
shit.
Soundbite that. Send it everywhere.
Wait, don't. Don't
animate
Nick's me.
Photo saying classic women.
Yeah, actually, it's not bad. Don't do that, by the way. Don't do that. My recommendation this week is Strawberry Spring, which is an adaptation of.
It doesn't sound very horror-y.
Well, no, it sounds so great. It's an adaptation of a Stephen King short story, I understand it. I actually thought, when I listened to the show, I thought actually Stephen King had written like specifically this show.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, cool, wow, Stephen King's got a show. But no, this is actually adapted from a short story that he had written back in 1968.
But obviously it's been given the Stephen King tick of approval because otherwise they couldn't have his name so fucking big on the cover art.
Yeah, because he's like really big into that sort of shit, isn't he?
Oh, dude, why would you not be? Like, I mean, another medium to tell you spooky stories on?
Yeah.
And look, and like 68 was like just prime cocaine years for Stephen King.
Yeah. I mean, doesn't he just lives off cocaine, isn't it? Like
he doesn't, not anymore.
Not anymore.
He's chill? Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, that's a huge plus. So Strawberry Spring is a short story based on how would I say it? It's a murder. Okay, it feels very much Stranger Things. So there's a murder that happens in this sort of town called Spring Hill Jack, and it's inspired by Jack the Ripper. And each episode is a new murder until basically the end of the show.
Sounds like my jam, just because of the fact that it is like the ultimate years for horror and schlock.
Yeah, and I think the thing that really captures me with this is that it does capture the vibe that I would expect from where this is kind of based, where it is like...
Does anyone go away to summer camp and then the murders continue?
No. Hey. And look, to be fair, I haven't read/seen much of Stephen King. I'm not overly familiar with his work, to be completely honest. I've seen
Stephen King's stuff. Like the first memory I have of Stephen King is when I first discovered that audiobooks existed on cassette at the library and not knowing anything about the story as a 13, 14 year old, I hired out Misery.
Oh, that's a big one.
I was into it. Like, you would find me sitting in the backseat of the bus, headphones over my ears with big foam on them, just like staring at the floor with how good the writing is in that book.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. There are some stinkers. And like, he admits that there are some stinkers in
this. I've heard tell of these stinkers.
But yeah, I mean, Stephen King's main claim to fame is his prolificness. Like, he's hundreds of books and stories.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, the only thing that I've read of his is The Dark Tower, pretty much. So
Right.
And I've watched you know, the Stephen King movies and all that sort of shit, but I haven't read much, if
any.
Can
recommend
work.
Misery. It's so well written.
As like a read, you
it's
mean?
So, or
like
a, yeah, yeah okay, as cool. as a read.
Yeah.
Even the movie.
The movie's the book was better than the movie.
Absolutely.
There's story. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway. So yes, it's called Strawberry Swing.
Spring. Not swing.
Sorry. Not swing. We're not swinging.
The fuck am I looking at?
I don't know.
Oh, I've misspelled in my notes.
Yeah. Don't Google that.
No. Yeah. We don't want to know what that leads to. All right, Zane.
Okay. Well, I am also recommending a horror story anthology.
Yay.
However, mine, the difference from mine is that it is written and produced by one person, Soren Narnia. I'm not sure if that's their real name, but that's the name that they're credited as. And it's basically like campfire-like storytelling, because kind of lo-fi, a little bit of music, a little bit of sound effects. But what I really love about it is that it's all produced under Creative Commons Attribution 4.0, which means that you can do whatever you want with it. If you want to use this story and adapt it in any way, you don't even need to credit them. They're just creating for the sake of creating, and it is actually really high quality.
That's stupidly generous.
Yeah, well, this is kind of like the art for art's sake that I really appreciate about this. To be fair, I really love the stories as well. The narrator has a really great voice for it. And
what's it called? Have you said the name of it yet?
Knife Point Horror, yeah.
Knife Point Horror.
Yeah. Fucking hell. Knife Point Horror.
And yeah, so it's just different stories, different kind of inspirations, different settings. Yeah, and it's ongoing.
That's insane. Like it's great, but yeah. Also I'm like mine. Let me keep my stuff.
Yeah, I feel like you'd want a bit of ownership over it, surely.
Oh, but that's really great.
Well, I mean, if I were to like adapt one of their tales into like maybe a full cast thing, like of course you would.
Oh no, 100%. Yeah.
And that's the thing. But
okay, now Creative Commons, I need to go through them and find out which ones would make a good stage play.
Yeah. So Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 just means that this is copyright free, so you don't have to worry about it and legislation and whatever. It's really just like, yeah, if you can use it and you want to use it, use it, and let me know.
Take it for free and attribute.
Yeah.
Winner.
Awesome. So that's Knife Point Horror. I don't really have much to say. Like it's pretty easy sell. The content really, really sold me though.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about, because like, I mean, obviously I also recommended Something Scary last week, literally Something Scary last week, because I'm really into like creepy, thrillery horror, not like straight out horror, but just like eerie stuff at the moment.
Yeah. Well, I was like sitting there listening to these shows and I was like, what the fuck is going on with YouTube? Why am I listening to something? And
we're
not
at reviews yet.
Yeah,
no, but that's, I'm just saying, there's heaps of scary stuff and it's made me scared.
And I'm scared.
I'm scared.
I'm scared.
I'm literally very scared.
Scared, baby.
Okay, so let's go. Well, let's keep the theme going. Let's go to do what our reviews from last fortnight, and let's go straight on to mine, which was Something Scary, which is where host Markia brings the creepiest ghost stories, urban legends and folk tales. People write in with story suggestions to adapt, and they also choose one each week to animate and post on their YouTube channel. What do we think about this podcast?
I would have loved this 20 years ago.
Oh.
In the sense that this is exactly what my jam was as I was growing up, like these spooky stories. Now I found it a little bit patronizing and overproduced. The stories, very interesting. The narration, very good. You mentioned the music last time and I actually thought there's a little bit too much music. I would have appreciated a little bit of a more understated, but the stories were fun. I listened. I can't remember. I meant to remember them. You
I
go
need
Nick,
to do a lot of things,
and I will look up
while you look at that. One thing that I really did appreciate is having the little animated stories on YouTube. I went straight there the moment that it was mentioned because I was like, oh my God, I'm totally in. Really lovely little companion thing that I honestly don't think is done enough. I know that a lot of podcasts tend to companion their sort of the actual audio with, you know, like subtitled videos and all that sort of stuff you watch on YouTube. But this one's like, it's actually really cool. And I really, really dug that because as a companion, it helped kind of emphasize, I guess, some of the specific stories within the actual program itself. The big thing for me was this, is there are so many fucking ads that I honestly could not lock in at all to what I was listening to because I was like, oh, Jesus, there's another fucking ad break? Okay, oh, fuck, yeah. And
I think when I first started listening to this and putting it on the list initially, there were not as many ads. So yay them for getting ads.
It does feel like there are dynamic insertions here and there.
I forgot to warn you about my recommendation last week.
What?
But we can get that to that. Okay.
We'll get there.
Yeah. So I listened to Suffer in Silence and The Hungry Ghost Festival. Both great stories. But yeah, just this seemed a little more juvenile.
I was
going to
say it's a little
taste.
Twee.
Yeah, I guess that it's a little twee. It's very aware of what it is.
But I'm into camp twee.
Yes, absolutely.
At the moment. Yeah. So, yes. Okay, cool.
Oh, one other thing. The stories are all submitted to the podcast, right? So it's like community sort of driven content.
I think most of them,
yeah. That's one thing that I'll always be very positive about. I do appreciate podcasts that do collect those stories and that give writers the opportunity
story
to have their stories.
Story curators are just doing, if I believed in God, the Lord's work.
I mean, and they, like, that's the thing. It's like writers are getting an opportunity by submitting these things. And if you hit, you hit. And I think it's, I do have a really big appreciation of podcasts that do that.
Yeah. If anyone wants to animate any bits from Castology that you think are particularly funny, like any of the bits when we're snarking at each other, I would love that.
I mean, it's really
that.
Mostly just us snarking at Nick.
Yeah.
I know. Like please animate that. Someone animate it. Yeah. I'd pay for it. Like that's
animate the
super
Nick cast.
Never.
Where it
never
was just
do
you
that.
Two staring at different things, inanimate objects around the room.
All right, Nick.
Yeah, so my recommendation last week was Edith.
Edith.
Edith. Is that Is that right? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So it's a podcast that centers around Edith Wilson, who was President Woodrow Wilson's wife who had a stroke. She didn't have a stroke. Woodrow Wilson had a stroke, and she became the steward or stewardship of the presidency.
She became not the president.
Technically not the president. And this is a big asterisk, Q code, so I didn't get approval for this, whatever. but it has Rosamund Pike in it, and it basically is like an alt history comedy show about Edith Wilson's time in power, I say in quotes. What did you think?
I feel like for this one, they just went, okay, let's make Edith Wilson Rosamund Pike and write the story as if she's her. Like, she's. It's written in the way that every single character that Rosamund Pike plays is written. And not that it's a bad thing. She does it very well. Like, she's very, you know, good at doing the, I'm going to pretend that I care about this and I'm going to do this, but I'm going to do what I like anyway because this is the type of control freak I am. It's very, like, it's quite charming, and I do like alt history anything ever. Like, it's just, I think I just need to escape our world, and it's real history. Yeah, it's cute. I haven't finished it. It's one of the few Q codes I haven't finished yet, because I am a busy person, and that is all I have to say about that. Like, I meant to go back, but I just started listening to these two audiobooks that I just need to go back to over and over and over again at the moment to finish it. But I will be finishing it because it's kitschy and cute and dark humor, and I enjoy it.
I'm just going to tell it like it is.
Okay.
I'm not going to finish this one.
Whoa. What episode did you get up to?
I got up to episode 3.
Okay.
This doesn't feel like Q code to me.
It doesn't feel Q code-y.
Yeah.
It is different.
Yeah.
And like the performances, funny. The writing, also witty. I honestly think it's the direction. Something didn't sit right for me ever. And that's weird for Q code because Q code is usually the very curated and well directed
and thought through process. Yeah. Normally with Q code, I can't stop.
Yeah, yeah.
I can stop. I'm going to finish it, but with this one, I can stop.
Yeah.
So I mean, it had to happen at some point. Like, my love affair with Q code had to end at some point.
Can we unban it now? No.
Don't think I ever banned it. I think that was definitely.
That was a self-imposed ban because we were just recommending Q code that last.
Yeah, and then Q code would advertise another show to us, and we'd be like, "Well, that's some easy homework done. Check."
Well, not anymore because Zane didn't like this one.
There's been a couple of theirs that I didn't like. I really thought that I would like Gaslight or Gaslit. It was not good.
Yeah.
Like, it was not good. I didn't like the one with Demi Moore, Dirty Diana. Unwanted, the one that they had with Lamorne, what's his name? Morris. And Billy Magnussen. I wanted it to be 25% better than it was.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, they're not bad. They're just not the left-right game and carrier.
Yeah, I think, well, Edge of Sleep, again, like, it kept you going.
I'm wanting to know what's happening with their TV show with that because they got greenlit and then the pandemic went stupid. I need a season 2 because redeem yourself. That ending was garbage.
That's the thing. Like, if you're a fan of Q Code, listen to it. Yeah. I didn't get it.
I honestly thought it would be up your alley because of the alt history.
Yeah, so did I.
Usually, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It was just,
it's annoying when you can't pick why something's not.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's what I thought.
Zane.
I recommended The Oyster, which was a post-apocalyptic audio drama set in the not-so-distant future.
I love that post-apocalyptic is now not-so-distant future.
Well, that's the thing. It's not the Earth hasn't collapsed yet. It's in the process of collapsing. So
still post-apocalyptic event.
Mass it's basically genocide. A sci-fi investigation into human nature and human experience and what that means. What I didn't mention last week that I should have is that the ads in this are intrusive and they are sometimes in the same voices that you hear in the podcast.
Same, not just the same voices, the same characters from the same show, which would be fine and inventive, right? Because the Amelia Australia Project does this, and it's cute because they underscore it with different music so that you know that this is an ad.
Yeah.
Whereas the Oyster goes straight from their two people hosting an ad into two people hosting their radio show in the podcast, and I had no idea that there was a break between the two.
That's very fair. I had the exact same experience. I'm like, wait, are we in another ad?
This Did I miss some story?
Yeah.
Because then I get to the end of it and I'm like, oh, they're talking about the story again, not about BetterHelp. Okay, cool. It just made me mad.
Yeah.
Having said that, I like this show a lot more than I thought I was going to with how fucking depressing it is.
Yeah, yeah.
I found it and I think this says a lot about my ability to compartmentalize and go, this is fiction, ha, ha, ha. I immediately listened to, I think I'm in the three episodes back to back. Easy finish, easy subscribe for me. It's awesome. It's really nicely done. The soundscaping on it is so well done that I was walking down the halls at my work listening to it and someone banged on a door in the podcast and I freaked out because I was just walking past a door and I thought someone was slamming on a door next to me when I had my headphones on. Like, it is really, really nicely done.
Yeah.
I also freaked out.
So, I'll get to my little thing about ads in a second. But there's a lot of information on this show. Like, they're like, to a point where I was like, oh my god, there's a good mix of lore, but also there's sometimes where there's a lot of lore. Do you know what I mean? Where someone's written an amazing...
Lots of exposition?
Yeah. And you kind of go, they've done a really good job of building the world, right? But sometimes I was listening to... So I got two episodes in before I got really fucking sick and tired of the ads. I was like, it's quite a rich world and it's quite a rich picture that they've painted with the show, right? Mm. And I really did attach myself to it because I think the premise is fascinating. I actually think it's a really, really good premise. I actually think it's a premise that probably works well as a television program. But to the point, I was listening to it and I was like, oh my God, there's so much shit. Like, there is so much information being fed to me that I'm trying to keep up with the different programs, ministries, all this sort of stuff. And it felt more like this needed to be fleshed out even more in terms of its actual form, whether it is,
so you
like,
say TV show, I think novel.
Well, I was going to say, if not that, it would be better as a book.
I didn't feel that at all.
I thought it was, honestly, to the point I was like, Jesus Christ, if there's a wiki for this, I would read that.
Gosh, I must have just been in the right mood for it because I just sunk into that world so easily.
But this is the thing, right? Like, it does a good job of balancing that with its little news broadcasts, right?
And the news broadcast only shat me when the news broadcasters started talking about fucking better. I don't want to advertise them again. Yeah, yeah. Some fucking mattress or some fucking psychology thing.
I'm not
going
to lie. That to me is a very, I don't know, in my mind at least anyway.
It's shady
as
fuck.
Is a very serious detriment to the show because I was like, I got so confused that I was like, oh, does this program exist in this world?
Yes. And the thing is, it is a great idea. It is a great idea to use your characters to create your content, but you need to make it clear when it's an ad break. You need to have like a pause and then some underscoring music that tells everybody that it's an ad, because otherwise you're not being clever. You're pissing everyone off, because I didn't know when to tune back in again to the story. Next thing, I've missed an important broadcast about what the president or prime minister or whatever is doing.
And I can accept narrative shows that do go, all right, it's going to take you out of the immersive experience, but you know when to check back in.
Yeah.
This is not great. I was like sitting there being like,
it's rude.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Because I actually skipped through some of like half an episode, right? Because I was like, oh, when's the fucking ad day finish? And then I was like, oh, wait, this is not the ad. This is the show. So I had to go all the way back and start again.
Oh, and also the first ad introduced in the show introduced these people before they had been introduced in the story.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, okay, these are their ad guys. So the next time they came in and they were part of the story,
there's an ad guy.
I was like, oh, these are the ad guys. Oh, no, wait, they're not, because they introduced their in-world show as an ad before they introduced them in the world.
And there is an uncomfortable number of ads in every episode.
Oh, no, that's right. The thing is, it's like you don't know when it is. So, like, It's hard because I want to keep going, but I honestly don't want to reward them for any of this because it actually pissed me off.
Look, I'm going to finish it, but I am going to write – I will write a review and I'm going to dock a star. Like, just one.
Yeah.
But, like, it
– Also, real quick, right? Really strong cast.
Yeah.
The cast is really strong.
Yeah.
But how the fuck did they net these – like, I don't know who any of this is – like, any of these people are. Like, how do you net this cast? It's incredible.
Oh, you're saying you don't know who any of the production team are?
No.
They get these amazing casts. Yeah.
COVID, maybe, probably.
They sent them a good script, question mark.
Oh, yeah, a good script with ads in the middle of it. But yeah, cool. Yeah,
the script very rarely has ads in it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Just making a joke. But look, again,
how dare you joke, I don't think
it's a time. It's not a bad show. I think there is a lot of really excellent world building
and characters
here.
I'm very into the show. But the ads, now that we're bitching about it, were offensive.
Yeah, honestly, probably the worst ad integration since that
it
Earthquake one that I
recommended
months ago.
It makes me actually not want to actively use the products that they're advertising because it feels shady.
Shady, yeah, it does feel shady.
Sorry, guys. Sorry. Love your podcast. But
I mean, I'm not sorry. I think that's a very valid criticism.
Yeah. Yeah. You know me. I like, there's a lot of times I'll just say, no, this is shit and I hate it, but I still feel bad every time I do it.
Yeah.
This isn't shit. This is what makes it doubly sad for me is that it is a good podcast that's being marred by poorly created, thought out, placed ad breaks. Yeah. All right.
That's all three, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm still hosting, so I guess I've got to drive this buggy home. So let's back announce what we recommended at the start for our spooky episode. I recommended Bad Vibes, the ultimate horror anthology for the ears from Q Code.
I recommended Knife Point Horror, which is a one-person show of supernatural suspense that is written and produced by Soren Narnia.
Amazing.
And I recommended Strawberry Spring, a podcast based on a Stephen King short story, which is a story about a generation of students who don't trust authority, the local police, and a young determined reporter as he chases the bloody trail of Spring Hill Jack.
Not to be confused with Strawberry Swing.
Which is a song by Coldplay, because I Googled it.
That is the most safe for work answer you could have come up with.
All right. So, guys, if you would like us to listen to your podcast and perhaps recommend it on the podcast, you can go to thatsnotcanon.com/castology or castologypodcast@gmail.com or drop us a line on social media. If it's Facebook, let's face it, I'm going to be the one that's going to reply to you. So if you want to chat to me, feel free to message us on Facebook. Otherwise, give us a review, chuck us 5 stars, say what podcast you want us to listen to in the comments if you want. Like, absolutely. If you want to advertise your own podcast in the comments, I am all for that.
Yeah, why not?
Just do it. But if you rate us 3 stars and then do that, that's a dick move.
What the hell?
Like, well, I mean, I feel like people would start to think that you're rating your podcast 3 stars.
Yeah,
you don't want
people to think that your podcast is only 3 stars, so you better give us 5 stars and comment about your podcast. Other than that, everybody, keep listening to podcasts.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.